It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
All right. You know, I want to just have a normal, regular day. It is Tuesday. It's the Sports Hangover. Gus Kattengill, Jordan, the intern, with you. Joey, back over in the LaRose studios. I feel you, Josh Hart. I feel you. I'm going to get to see you in a little bit. Jordan, the intern, ready to go. The Pelicans polo. You actually combed the hair. Did you put some product in there? It looks good today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, very Bieber-like.
This is the first time I don't have my hat.
I think I'm just going to take a picture of, like, from the eyebrows up.
No.
Just the hair.
No.
Yeah, just
the hair.
I'm
going to go get a haircut today.
No, I'm going to tweet just the part. And how, I mean, it's very Bieber-like. The thickness, the fullness, very nice.
I don't think you've seen Bieber's hair in a while.
Well... back in the day, you got like Bieber circa 18-year-old.
No.
Yeah. Teen Bieber look. I really do. I think it's Teen Bieber look. Don't mess with it. It looks good. I'm going to take a picture. You're going to have your own Twitter account.
Why do you want to take a picture of my hair?
Jordan's hair can have its own Twitter account.
Weird.
We're going to have some fun. But Josh Hart feels me. It feels like 150 degrees in the studio today. I got so used to having cloud cover with Barry for a number of days, and wind, and for the most part, non-humidity, that it felt great. The last 2 days, you felt the humidity rise and get back, and bright sunshine out there baking everybody. Did you see Josh Hart, who will be introduced today, along with Derek Favors, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, coming up at 3 o'clock today. The Pelicans will be introducing him officially. But you see, Jordan, what he tweeted a little bit ago. An hour ago.
Humidity.
Yeah, quote, "So y'all ain't want to tell me about the humidity in New Orleans, huh? I'm sweating walking down the street." The comments are great. Flights No Feelings on Twitter says, "You got to go buy the Costco wholesale pack of deodorant down here," is what he says. Other people have suggested it's just the start. As another Twitter follower says, today is only 76% humidity. Somebody tell them. Can get worse. Chris with a little suggestion on Twitter. This time of year, 2 to 3 showers per day is common. Sometimes I have to take a shower after a shower because it's so humid. Humidity equals air you can wear. Welcome to NOLA. Is that a t-shirt? Why is that not? Right. Why is that not a t-shirt or a bumper sticker? Humidity, air you can wear. It is incredibly true. It's easily 2 to 3 showers a day. Easily. That's a given. One in the morning, one easily after the dog walk and putting the kid to bed before bed. It's impossible. I'm easily 2 a day. And many times 3. But welcome, Josh Hart, to New Orleans and the humidity. I'm excited as the new players will be introduced here properly. Jake Madison's going to chime in at 12:15 with us. Jordan, because yesterday evening, yes, in his debut. How did he do? I didn't watch. I was busy yesterday. Did you watch the Anthony Davis NBA 2K20 ratings release show?
I did watch it. It was
how'd he do?
It was something else. Actually,
really?
What I wanted to kind of talk about was when they did the sharpshooters.
Uh-huh.
They had a whole section full of sharpshooters.
Sharpshooters.
It was Stephen Curry at 1, Klay Thompson 2,
okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I forgot who at 3, but then J.J. Redick was at 4. And the whole panel talked about all the players whenever they went through all the whole list.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when they brought up J.J. Redick, Anthony Davis didn't say a word about J.J. Redick himself, but every other player that was brought up throughout the whole entire show, he had something to say about him. And the guy to his right, to Anthony Davis's right, said, "It's kind of weird with the Pelicans, like, and Anthony Davis being here." And Anthony Davis just says dead quiet. It was super awkward for, like, a couple, like, 40 to a minute. He was just quiet when J.J. Redick's name was called. And I don't think he said anything about Zion.
No.
No.
We wouldn't give him the script.
I don't
remember.
Think he was there when Zion's...
Well, but keep in mind, now that you're in L.A., the way it works when you're a host in L.A., you're... I mean, there's producers for that, Jordan. I mean, was he given the script for that? Was he properly informed beforehand? I mean, everything in L.A. is pre-produced, produced to producer, and then the producer to producer, and then you have the assistant. I mean, by the time the talent speaks, basically you just have to read. That's how it works in L.A. See, Jordan, if he was doing that in New Orleans, he would have had to, impromptu speak and kind of go off the cuff. Does that make sense? Yeah. In L.A., I mean, like, you're Ryan Seacrest, dude. I mean, you show up and all that's in front of you. Maybe he wasn't prepared.
Well, what I find funny was Anthony Davis himself didn't put LeBron James at one. He put him at two.
Oh!
He said, I know I'm going to be playing with him a lot, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's like I put Kawhi at one and LeBron at
Let's
two.
Talk a little bit about that, because that's what I was going to get into. Again, it's ratings for a video game. I'm understanding. I'm fully aware of that. But it does lead to discussions, right? And this is where we are. We're counting down the training camp next Friday. Deal with it. I mean, that's what it is right now, right? LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard equal. 97-97. They're the two highest rated players in the game for them. Giannis, 96. Kevin Durant, 96. James Harden, 96. Or three-way tie after. Steph Curry, 94. Anthony Davis, 94. I mean, Curry, 95, rather. Davis, 94. So he didn't move, Jordan. Davis was a 94 last year. You predicted that being the cover guy, he would have gotten at least a bump to 95.
I did.
You thought he'd be the highest rated guy.
He stayed exactly where he was at 7.
He stayed at 94.
But
I was
right about James Harden going down a couple spots.
James Harden.
He's the same rating, but he did go down.
But he dropped.
To 5.
Okay, Paul George is 893. Damian Lillard, 92. Joel Embiid, 91. You think that's right? You think he's the 10th best player in the NBA? Kyrie Irving next at 11. Nikola Jokic at 90. Number 12, Russell Westbrook's 13. I'm sorry, I'm taking Russ over Embiid. Like, that's not even a debate to me. You can argue the merits plus and four of Westbrook. You know, the way he shoots and his aggressiveness sometimes can be a detriment. There is no way I'm taking Embiid over Westbrook. The guy averaged seasons as a triple-double. You get what I'm getting at? Am I wrong on that, Jordan? Are you taking Joel Embiid over Russell Westbrook?
I mean, I do agree that Russell Westbrook is probably better than Joel Embiid.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at. There's no way he's the... Embiid is not the... There were rumors about trading him. The guy is not in total shape. He's not terrible. He's not bad. He's had the best of Anthony Davis a couple of times. But is he the 10th best player in the NBA?
I think they're just going off of the whole playoff, how he can't carry a team past the first round.
Klay Thompson's 14. I'm taking Klay Thompson over Joel Embiid.
I mean, that's another one where it's Klay Thompson's
89. Klay Thompson's really good.
No, I know.
Karl Anthony Towns, 15. That's a little high for me. Jimmy Butler, 16. Kemba Walker, 17. Donovan Mitchell, 18. Rudy Gobert, 19. Blake Griffin is 20. That's the top 20 that they unveiled. Now, Zion, Will Guillory said 82. What was Zion?
81.
81.
I didn't go
over. You said 80, right?
Yeah.
I said 85. So Zion Williamson, 81 is where he's at.
Trying to find the...
Yeah, I'm trying to find Drew Holiday, where Drew is.
Well, no, Ronnie 2K, mm-hmm. who makes the game,
mm-hmm.
said that players that weren't like up last night, they have to DM him on Twitter, and he'll send a screenshot of their rating and send it to him.
It's important, don't you think, the ratings?
Absolutely. To the players, it is.
All right, so that's the top 20 per them. That's what they're saying, right? That's the top 20?
Correct. And
okay.
Then they came out with the rookies, the sharpshooters.
So, okay, so Drew Holiday, though, is not in their mind a top 20 player in the NBA.
No.
Okay, well, let me ask you that. Again, that's something, again, we can just have a little fun and play a little debate game here. Are you taking Drew Holiday over Blake Griffin, yes or no?
I'm taking Drew Holiday over Kemba Walker.
Okay, well, I'm going to get there. I'm going through it, see if there's any spots that would be free. Blake Griffin right now, Drew Holiday right now.
It's been a while since I'll honestly say this. It's been a while since I've seen Blake Griffin, so I'll say yes. I'll take
Rudy Gobert.
No. I think Rudy Gobert is better than...
Than Drew Holiday?
Yes.
You think he does more?
Yes.
I'm taking Drew. Donovan Mitchell. Drew Holiday.
Donovan Mitchell, third year in the league, what he's done.
Yeah.
I think I take Donovan Mitchell just because how young he is and what he's doing at his
Kemba
age.
Kemba Walker.
I'm taking Drew.
He's the highest ranked Celtic, by the way. Jimmy Butler, Drew Holiday.
I'm taking Drew Holiday because Jimmy Butler's, he's hopped around a couple teams, and so I don't know like how
he
gets along.
The thing that I would lean to, but Butler can score, okay? The thing I'm leaning to is what kind of player he is for that team. I think you have to include, if I get in my ratings and how I come up to my rankings, what kind of teammate and what kind of player Drew is. The reason I'm doing this is because David Griffin did not hold back at all this summer, including Sunday, right, Jordan? Including Sunday. David Griffin didn't hold back. He's telling everybody he thinks Drew Holiday can win the MVP. That's why I'm bringing this up. If you're not in the top 20 of what people think that you're the best player or the top 20 players in the NBA, it's pretty remarkable if the man in charge of the Pelicans is feeling that that person can be the MVP. You understand what I'm getting at? Like, I go back to the top of the list.
I mean,
there's LeBron, Kawhi, Giannis, Kevin, James, Steph, Anthony.
Dame Lillard's
Paul
at nine.
George, Damian Lillard,
and
right?
Those
are MVP candidates. That's what I'm saying. Like, people consider them. Go ahead.
No, I would say Damian Lillard's at nine, but I could argue that
Drew Holiday shut him down.
Yeah, shut him
exactly.
down. Exactly. So I don't understand. I mean, if we're judging solely on last season, then yeah, I guess.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. That's why to me, like, look, and again, no offense, I'm taking Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
But again, I think Klay Thompson is above Damian, or at least right there at 10. Like, Joel Embiid is not the 10th best player in the NBA to me. He's just not. That's me. That's just me. Kyrie Irving has ability. He's buckled down and gets it, but I mean, we've seen him take over games. Westbrook. I think 15 is high for Karl Anthony Towns. Rudy Gobert. And Blake, this is the question. Do you think Drew Holiday is a top 20 player in the NBA?
Yes.
I do, too. I honestly do, too. And I'm just wondering, you know, they're going to be out there today. I wonder if Drew will be out there. He might be still in California. I don't know if he came in for the press conference, but you're going to be out there, Jordan. Do you dare go and ask David Griffin it might be a fun question. I'm saying, like, once the presser's over on the side, grab Coach Gentry and just ask him, is Drew Holiday a top 20 player in the NBA? David Griffin, is Drew Holiday a top 20 player in the NBA?
I don't think they're going to say no.
No, I get it, but I'd like to hear, like, when they say yes, the reasoning behind it and where they would put him. You know, if you break down 20 and you break it into quarters, you have a few of them, like, upper half, lower half. I do think he's a top 20 player. Am I wrong? I don't think I'm going homer here, am I? You think he's just outside of top 20? Again, I get it. These ratings are the video game equivalent of what people think, though, what they are and who they are. But do you think he's a top 20 player in the NBA? You can have some fun with that. Give us a buzz. 800-998-1003. We can chat with Jake Madison next segment about what he thinks on this. Again, it's for fun. It's for, you know, whatever. 12:30. Jordan the intern became official today. The Athletic New Orleans, where Will Guillory lives, Larry Holder lives, Deuce Windham lives. They've gotten a little fuller. Catherine Terrell, Jeff Duncan, Brody Miller, now a part of the Athletic NOLA pack. Duncan, Terrell, and Holder will cover the Saints. Brody Miller, LSU. You've been familiar with that. Brody's going to join us at 2:30 to talk about SEC Media Days. Boy, did you see Joe Burrow? Star yesterday.
Huh? New hairstyle.
Star.
I'm going to go get a Joe Burrow haircut.
I think you should go get a Joe Burrow haircut. Leave the top long, shave the sides and back. Do it, Jordan. Get rid of the Bieber look.
Not the Bieber.
It's a very Bieber-like look. It really is. And then also, we'll have Catherine on bottom of the hour. Talk to her about her her Saints coverage that starts next week. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. It is the Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Customer needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance and appliances. Never mind. Rod Superstore.
It's summertime, and the grilling is easy at Rod Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges and dishwashers, washers and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Jimmy Cantrell stands for change for Lafourche Parish. Jimmy Cantrell changed the previous bad deal garbage contract approved by the Lafourche Parish Council. As parish president, Jimmy Cantrell had the authority and power to negotiate a new garbage contract. And Jimmy won a new garbage contract for us, saving residents $4.67 per can, with a savings of approximately $1.9 million a year for Lafourche Parish. And Jimmy Cantrell promised to change the permit office and make it work. And he's even added two new permit locations at no additional cost to our taxpayers. And as a member of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority Board, Jimmy Cantrell has worked cooperatively and has helped to win over 66% of all the board's funding for Lafourche and Terrebonne parishes. The parishes Jimmy represents on this board. That's literally hundreds of millions of dollars for us. Jimmy Cantrell has kept his promise to fight for change.
Paid for by Jimmy Cantrell Campaign Fund.
Lauren here for Vision. We built a new house when our daughter arrived, and we made sure to include Home IQ in our plans. Being a mom is great, and I feel safe knowing that Vision has us covered with home security. The high-tech perks are great, too. Automated door locks, cameras, 24/7 surveillance, garage door control, thermostats, all accessible from my mobile phone. You don't need a new house to get the security you need for your family. Just call us. Watch and control your house with Home IQ. Smarter security from Vision. Louisiana license F1256.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Nothing but green, top five best shooters. At number five, we have, a guy that we haven't really talked about on this show, Buddy Hield.
A team we haven't talked a lot about. This team, I'm telling you, young guns and Buddy Hield's in a contract year. I think he's going to have one of those ratings that's on the rise big time. This team is on the rise. They're going to be a foe for you guys, I think, for sure, in the years to come. De'Aaron Fox, all those guys.
Yeah, I mean, they're a
great young team. Yep. You know, just got Trevor. Yep. You know, I think they're going to be a sleeper team in the West, but sound like an analyst. Like, I'm not
you have a job like, after like, your career like, in the NBA, you know, for sure.
But anytime we play those guys, like, they're one of the teams where a lot of people sleep on just because they're young, but they mm-hmm. play so hard, and yeah. they're really talented that if you don't, you know, play you to yeah, they're going to beat you by 30.
And that's AD talking about, obviously, Buddy Hield. Number four, Jordan, the intern, is J.J. Redick.
Correct.
He didn't really have much to offer.
Yeah, not much at all.
Actually, they went straight to the host, right, when J.J. Redick was going. It's funny, as we bring in Jake Madison, Locked On, Pels, NOLA, Jake, this is funny.
Exciting over there in New Orleans, you know what I mean, for the way that they built that team, and J.J. Redick deciding to sign there, it's going to be a good spot for him. For sure.
Move on to
me
number
too.
Three.
AD just looks at the host, offers no comment. Jake, no comment from Anthony Davis on the signing of J.J. Redick and how it helps the Pelicans. What's up, man? How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on today.
The all-important 2K20 ratings are out. We're having a little fun with it and just looking at it. The overall question I'm going to have for today, though, and we'll get into the top 20, which is what they released, but we'll get to the top and where we go. The thing is, no Jrue Holiday. And the reason I bring it up is, as you've seen and heard and have witnessed the last 2 weeks, David Griffin has not shied away from saying, look, he thinks that Jrue Holiday is an MVP candidate, if not can win the MVP. So kind of hard to win the MVP if people don't think you're at least a top 20 player. So Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, question is he a top 20 player in the NBA?
You know, that's a tough question to answer, and I think he certainly, at least in the conversation, a lot of what he does is on the defensive side of the ball, which doesn't nearly get the type of credit and recognition that it deserves. That's probably why, when I was taking a look at those top 20 rankings for 2K, he doesn't really show up there. You know, if he's not scoring 20, 30 points a night, it's tough to kind of get the recognition that you deserve. I think he's kind of got a reputation around the league with players and maybe people in the front office as a guy who's a two-way guard who can kind of do it both on both ends. But you haven't really had a season where he just dominates offensively from start to finish. I think we've seen that he's capable of doing it, and David Griffin is certainly pumping him up. And if you go back to that Portland series in the playoffs a couple of years ago, I think in the closing game in game four, he put up 40-plus points in that one game. He also had 30-plus, I think, in game two. So he's certainly capable of being the man on the team. I'm going to be excited to see him do it over what's likely going to be 82 games for him since he's been very healthy recently. So we'll see how it goes. I think it's one of those things where, you know, he's not going to get the credit until it happens.
Right.
But they seem to be doing the best to put him in a position where he can succeed and where he will be able to show off exactly what he's capable of.
I think that's what's interesting, because you brought up that Portland series. Damian Lillard is ranked ninth in this list, the ninth best player overall with his rating of 92. We actually saw, obviously, what he and Portland did this year. Definitely led the Blazers there, hit the game winner in the postseason this year. Just awesome. But even the intern was like, well, you go back two postseasons ago, Jrue Holiday shut him down. So, but by that aspect, is it kind of hard, though, to go back with comparisons? Is he the ninth best player to you in the league?
You know, I wouldn't go that far. I don't know if he's in my personal top 10 on this. So, you know, I don't want to say that. But again, you know, he's done this through the majority of his career scoring. He's one of the better shooters in the league. I think that carries a lot of weight. You know, it's a three-point-driven league right now. And if you can hit that three, and that game winner he hit against Oklahoma City Thunder was just absurd. Doing it from a logo, essentially, I think that kind of carries a lot of the weight there. He doesn't defend like Jrue Holiday does. We've seen what Holiday can do to him. And if you let Holiday free offensively, I think this is the year he kind of gets into people's minds as one of the better players in the league. So I think there's certainly the opportunity to. And if he does dominate this year and you kind of go back and look at that Portland series, well, there's no doubt in people's minds then that this is one of the better guards out there in the NBA.
All right, let's get right into it. Number one, tie for the highest ranked or rated player, 97, for LeBron and Kawhi. I'm shocked that LeBron's the highest rated, tied with Kawhi. Should I be, based off of last year?
No, I don't think so. I think that seems about right. Kawhi definitely showed he's one of the best players in the league, and if you kind of go by him winning the title, rating him ninth, that makes tons of sense to me. LeBron, everyone's looking at it as a down year for last year, which it was, though statistically still pretty good. And assuming that that's going to continue, don't forget, this is a guy who's only had one major injury in his career. It was last year. It was that groin injury that forced him to miss a number of games. There's no reason to really think, even despite his age and the amount of games he's played in the NBA, that that's going to continue. It just hasn't been the case before. I don't know why people are necessarily kind of jumping to that and being like, well, he's in decline. He didn't really decline that much last year. They had a mismatched roster around him with no shooting, only other playmakers. Now they've got some more shooting. He's got that running mate out there in Anthony Davis. And look, as annoyed as we all are with Anthony Davis, watching him paired with LeBron, if you really like basketball, is very exciting to watch, as annoying as it is to say that. So I think he's got a much better roster. I think this is the guy who's going to show, okay, last year was whatever. I'm still the best player until proven otherwise, and that's why I don't really have an issue with him being tied for number one.
Giannis or Kevin Durant? If Durant's healthy, I think he's the best player in the league. He can play defense. He can shoot everywhere on the court. That's just me. I mean, look, Giannis can't develop. He hasn't done the shot just yet, and I think he absolutely deserved the MVP this year, so I'm not talking down at him, but, man, I'm taking Durant over Giannis. Now, again, they all have the same rating. You know, Giannis, Durant, and Harden all have 96, but if I had to rank those three tied, I'm probably going Kevin, James, and Giannis, just because Giannis and Kevin are better shooters.
I think it's close, but I, for the most part, at least agree with you that Kevin Durant is the number one guy there. You saw in the playoffs when things slow down and you can't get out in transition and run as much as you'd like to, Giannis kind of got stuffed a little bit. He had a few bad games, and that's because he doesn't have that jump shot that you said. Now, when that guy develops a consistent jumper, can consistently hit the three-point shot, look out, NBA, there's your future MVP basically every season. He's capable of doing it. He is that good. But because of Durant's scoring ability, and again, when he's healthy, and it doesn't sound like he's going to be playing next year, he can score from anywhere on the court. He's absolutely unguardable. He's also a beast defensively as well. Rebounds, can dish the ball, whatever you need. He's the most complete player, I think, top to bottom around the league when healthy, which I think is kind of a bit of the issue right now. I still like Harden in there, too. I probably have Giannis above him, though. I think it's just easier to build a team around Giannis than it is about Harden. We're all a little bit concerned about the fit with Russell Westbrook. Putting other great players around him just doesn't really work given his style of play. You know, to me, that kind of knocks you down a little bit. But if you're looking at it in a vacuum and an individual basis, he's certainly right with those guys. But I put him at three because of it's tough to build a team around him.
Again, I'm picking on, you know, video game ratings here, but they've done their homework to try to rank them the way they are. Speaking with Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, two final things for you. I don't know why I bothered. Joel Embiid, number 10. Come on, dude. Right after that, you have Westbrook at 13, Klay Thompson. I mean, I'm taking those guys. I think 15 is high for Karl Anthony Towns. I think he's terrible, but I think that's high. I take Donovan Mitchell, Kemba, Gobert. Griffin is number 20, but Embiid at 10. When you have Westbrook and Thompson down there, look, you can argue whether Westbrook is, you know, going to be championship type caliber player with the way he plays, but the guy averages a triple double. I mean, he's good, and I think he can do a lot more than Embiid. Not that he can't, but I don't know. Am I wrong? Am I shortchanging Embiid? I guess I just don't see him as the 10th best player when Klay Thompson and Wes is sitting there.
You know, I think a little bit, but I think it also exists of you've got to look at these guys and their health and the ability to stay on the court. You know, what's the saying is the best ability is availability, and that's something that he hasn't shown us yet throughout his whole career, meaning, you know, if you're starting a franchise with him, the video game rankings are a little bit different from, you know, their actual play on an NBA court, but I think back to then, you don't feel comfortable with that because you don't know how many games you're going to get out of him. Those back issues became an issue this year. We all know about the stuff from earlier in his career. I will say this, though. When I watch him, particularly defensively, I don't know if I've ever seen a player like him completely take away the paint from opposing teams the way he does. With that wingspan, height, the athletic ability that he does possess, that guy is a monster down low. And if we get a full season of him, I'm going to be very excited to see what he does defensively. But again, that's the question. Do you get a full season from him? And because of that, no, I don't. I'm with you. I don't necessarily put him above a guy like Klay Thompson, like Russell Westbrook, and some of the other names out there. I think I'd probably take him over a guy like Rudy Gobert. But some of the other names, no. I think 10's way too high, actually, for Joel Embiid.
Okay, that's okay. That's what I was saying. I'm not, again, not crushing a guy, especially since he's owned AD for a while. But I just, that's my thing, man. These other guys are really, really good. Two quick final things for you. One is going to be a funny one that we'll end up with. But two, any latest as to where maybe CP, I want to say, Jordan, can we still say CP3?
I don't know. I think AD might have taken the AD3.
Right, thing. You heard that, huh, Jake? He wants to go by AD3 now.
Okay, sure, why not? Yeah, and I don't know what Chris Paul is going to be using next year. And also, if Chris Paul gets traded to the Miami Heat, which we all kind of assume is the most likely destination for him, given that they were trying to acquire Westbrook and they want to put another guy next to Jimmy Butler, no one's taking that number three jersey ever again
right. In
Miami after Dwayne Wade. So that number, if he goes to a better team and doesn't stay stuck in Oklahoma City, is going to be different because that is not going to be the case whatsoever. Also, the jersey stuff in L.A. is kind of funny to me because if you're a Lakers fan, you don't buy an AD3 jersey, do you, knowing that he's going to switch to 23 next year? That just seems like a waste of money to me, right, unless they're kind of going for the like hipster retro aspect of it. But even then, it doesn't really count, so I'm kind of surprised by this. And, you know, AD, again, things cost him money, which he seems very comfortable doing because he has not backed down from the way he handled anything, giving up the trade kicker, forcing his way out and losing that Supermax option. But this is just another example of it. You know, and again, happy with it. Who am I to judge? If you're comfortable giving up all of that money, certainly go ahead and do it. But you should at least just pick a jersey that you are going to stick with. But it doesn't seem like that's what he's doing this year.
And I just want you to give me your take analysis here. The latest report from the Hollywood Reporter. LeBron James' Space Jam 2 has replaced his director. LeBron has done what he's done on the basketball court. He fired coaches. And I'm not kidding you. Girls Trip director Malcolm D. Lee now will take over for Terrence Nance on the Warner Brothers sequel, as LeBron has replaced the original director with the new director. So there you go. I mean, it's not good enough. I mean, I can't even make that up.
No, it's pretty funny to see that. I know everyone's kind of cracking jokes and saying the coach killer, but I'm going to say this. You know, when that happened in Cleveland and they fired David Blatt midseason and replaced him with Ty Lue, that's the guy that led him to the NBA title
there
that
you go.
Year.
So better
that
movie.
Unstoppable one.
Maybe the, you know, the other Oscar, director had the Monstars.
I'm not saying. Exactly. You know, all of a sudden now you've got a new director. All of a sudden LeBron's going to be the one that wins the game, which maybe was in doubt before because of the person helming the project. So I know he's kind of got that reputation as a coach killer, but it worked. He won a title. That title in Cleveland is unbelievably difficult to have done, and they did it with the guy that kind of wanted.
Hey, look, Lee comes with some credentials here. He made Night School, which made $85.5 million worldwide on a budget of $29 million. And then Girls Trip earned more than seven times its $19 million budget. So there you go. Maybe, you know, again, you know, AD's, he's got to pay
up for that 4 million.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to pay all these athletes so they don't have a lot of budget really for the movie. So he needs somebody that can probably, Jake, make more with less. And maybe that's why they're doing this.
Well, someone's got to get AD that trade kicker money, and it certainly seems like it's going to be the Hollywood executives that have cast him in Space Jam 2. So, yeah, it's a good point. You've got to try and get a return on this. Maybe they found the right person.
There it is. Jake Madison can break down games, can break down movies, and, of course, NBA 2K20 rankings as well. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Yep, at Nola Jake. It's the way to follow him on Twitter. Fired the right
Hey, the director probably wanted the Monstars.
Hey, look, you can only have Bugs dunking on LeBron so much, all right?
Bugs is on the same team as LeBron.
Well, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he didn't like the direction, the vision. Didn't like it.
Maybe he's like, there's only one goat, and that's MJ. That's the only goat I play with.
You think Bugs Bunny mouthed off?
Yeah.
In between takes?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, I could see it. In between Bugs tanks, probably, as we go to
the
break.
In the locker room, they were down a couple. They were probably down 40 points, and Bugs like, this never happened when we were with MJ.
Oh!
Well, they were down like 70-something points at half.
So you think he made a little slide comparison mark, huh? Yeah. During a break in filming? Didn't like the vision, huh? We'll find out, I guess, if Bugs just makes a cameo and is really not the star
Bugs
player.
Bugs like, pass me the ball, bro.
Wow. What if Bugs asked him to play defense? So LeBron doesn't like to play defense.
Or Bugs took out MJ's secret stuff.
Oh,
LeBron didn't like that.
What if he showed up to the set wearing Jordans?
Could have been.
I mean, you know what? Already, this movie's already derailed.
Cartoon characters going off on LeBron.
Oh, it's beautiful. Travis, defend him. That's all I'm saying. Coming up next, though, it's Catherine Terrell, newly appointed member of the NOLA Athletic team. She's going to be covering the Saints, covering the Bengals last couple of years. We'll check in with her next. The Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. One-way ticket,
only one way to go. Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bed bugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridgelake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788, Donlin Construction.
Hi, I'm Craig Morgan. You might know me for my songs, but before I sang country music, I served in the United States Army. For almost 20 years, I served side by side with some of the most resilient men and women I've ever met. They taught me that we all go through challenges, and one small act can make a big difference during tough times. If you're a veteran or a service member in crisis or even having thoughts of suicide, the Veterans Crisis Line can help. All it takes is one call, one chat, or one text to connect. Caring, trained responders are available 24/7 with free confidential support for veterans, service members, and the people who love them. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 or chat online at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838255. One call, one chat, one text, one conversation can open the door to support. Reach out today. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Time to welcome home Catherine Terrell at Cat underscore Terrell is the way to follow over on Twitter. You remember back from the days here at the Times Picayune, went over to Cincinnati. Hung out in the cold for a bit. Now back over to the heat and humidity. Catherine, what's going on? How are you?
Well, right now I'm sorting through my coats to figure out how many I actually need to take back to New Orleans. I'm going to guess the answer is zero.
Well, Josh Hart just tweeted that no one told him about the humidity that's over here. It's a hot one today, Catherine. Talk a little bit about that time in Cincinnati. Some interesting years of coverage for sure, right? I mean, a team that... was good, just still can't win in the playoffs from Andy Dalton. Your curse to affecting players. It's an interesting time over there for you in Cincinnati.
Yes, I am the jinx, apparently. That's never going to go away. it's kind of funny. I was all excited to cover this team that wins the playoffs every year, and I get there, and then they don't go to the playoffs again. But, you know, it was good for me to go away for a while. I'd never lived away from Louisiana. It taught me a lot, but definitely about how to be on my own and write on my own. And it was a really great experience, and I loved being in Cincinnati. But, you know, it's hard to leave Louisiana, and I always knew I'd be back at some point. So I'm excited to have it happen now.
I had to start there, Catherine, because you do realize that the Saints are a team that's being considered at least a playoff team, if not a Super Bowl contender. So the whole jinx thing, are you doing anything precaution to, like, when you land here at Louis Armstrong, are you, you know, I don't know, going to throw some salt on the ground? Are you going to do some things to make sure that doesn't translate when we see you next Friday at camp?
Okay, first of all, let me clear this up. The second Saints team I covered was 2013, and they won a playoff game that year.
Okay.
I haven't been here for the two losses that, you know, we shall not talk about.
Right.
And I did come back last year to write a story on Ben Watson before the playoffs, and one of the Saints PR staff texted me, and he was like, wait, when you were gone, we used to be – or when you were here, we were 7-9, and then you left, and we got better, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not the jinx, and they won that week. So I think we can clear this up that I am not the jinx. We'll see.
What happened to Ben Watson, Jordan, before the NFC Championship game?
To Catherine, because
no, I know.
You're just as
no,
bad.
I'm not. I'm
it's
just,
not
I'm just,
worse.
I'm just making sure she came to write about him. And
that is fair. That I there's nothing I can say about that. But
could have used him probably in that NFC Championship game. Just saying, it probably could have used Ben Watson.
Thankfully, I was not in the Superdome or anywhere in Louisiana during the NFC Championship game, or I don't think I'd ever be allowed to come back. So.
Look, obviously, Jeff's joining you here as well. Sir Lawrence of the Holder, Brody is a part of the crew. We talk with Will and Deuce all the time. Is this kind of, in a professional sense, Catherine, why The Athletic? I mean, you had a nice gig at ESPN, and it really does seem like where writing is going with newspapers the way they are and digital content where it is. It really seems like The Athletics really try to go and grab the best of the best to try to write and provide content that really, quite honestly, right now you just can't really get.
Yeah, honestly, when I first heard about it, it seemed too good to be true. The cool thing about The Athletic is, it's kind of like you said, they just want to tell good stories. And that was always the only thing I wanted to do. I mean, when I was younger, I wanted to work for Sports Illustrated because I wanted to write these great features about people. And to work for a place that would rather you write a one good, great story a week than five stories that no one really cares about is a really cool thought. Mm-hmm. And I honestly think that, shameless self-promotion, but I think that we have a really great team here, and I'm so excited about it. I know there's been a lot of changes in the industry the last few months, especially in New Orleans, and it was kind of a time where we were wondering who was actually going to cover the Saints, and I think it's really cool that me and Jeff and Larry are all going to be together covering the Saints, getting the band back together, but honestly, I think the focus is going to be on less is more and quality content and just telling those stories that you can't get anywhere else. So I'm really excited to start in a few weeks.
Speaking with Catherine Terrell now of The Athletic, became official here today. She's sorting through her coach. Not going to need them for a bit, but you are going to need, I guess, some thought process of the following answer to these questions here. One of the things we've been talking about is who has the most pressure. And we went through the divisions, Catherine, and we also went through overall the conference. So I'll spare you the divisions. But conference-wise, you just finished covering the AFC for a while. Who do you think has the most pressure in that conference, in the AFC? I said KC, especially with Andy Reid. I mean, that's kind of the thing that's following him. Can he get to the Super Bowl? Can he win a Super Bowl? You have the MVP coming back. You had a bad defense. They made a ton of acquisitions to help that side of the football, although they've had some issues off the field and on the field as to where they're going to be able to go on offense and some stuff. But so to me, it's them. I think the Chiefs have the most pressure of any team in the AFC. Who do you like?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably a good point. You know, Andy Reid's not getting any younger. They did take a lot of chances on guys off the field, and there's a lot of scrutiny on that team. When you have one of the best young, promising quarterbacks in the league, you really kind of – everyone's looking to you to utilize that and not waste the years you have with him on Chiefs' salary, to say. So, I mean, the Chiefs have to be one of them. But you also have to look at the Steelers as a team that have squandered a lot of opportunities. And you have to wonder, is the Heat going to be on Mike Tomlin from now on? Because that team had a lot of talent, and now suddenly that talent is not only gone, but what did they actually do with it the last few years? Mm-hmm. But if you're looking for an AFC front runner, I mean, the Chiefs are one of the most exciting teams to watch. I mean, of course, there's always the Patriots, but do the Patriots have a lot of pressure on them since they mm-hmm. win all the time? Is it pressure to keep that standard up? Or when you look at Kansas City, I mean, what is Andy Reid's legacy going to be? So I think that they're really going to be an interesting team to watch again this year.
Another team last week, we were talking about this, they got some votes, the Chargers, mainly because Catherine, who's the quarterback after Phillip Rivers over there?
Good question, and I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
should know that, considering I covered it.
No, but that's my point, right? That's my point. I think that's why it's a team that maybe does have some pressure of sort of like we look at the Saints, which we'll get to in a second with Drew Brees, last hurrahs, windows closing, etc. Look, they made a nice push last year. They were a team that was competitive, got in the postseason. And, you know, Phillip Rivers isn't getting any younger. You wonder if they're a team that maybe has a little more pressure than normal.
Yeah, wow, they really don't have any quarterbacks after him. I'm actually looking at it now.
Uh-huh.
I think that they should be good this year. I really do. I mean, they're a team that there's not that many people really talking about. You kind of get overshadowed by the Chiefs and all of the drama with them and whatnot. But they don't have any reason not to be good. I think that this is kind of their window, too. I mean, man, time goes by fast, but how old is Phillip Rivers now?
Yeah.
I keep thinking he's in his early 30s, but he's 37.
Yeah, I mean, they drafted him to replace Drew Brees, remember? I mean, so I mean,
it goes by so fast. You turn around, you think the score. I mean, it's the same with Aaron Rodgers. I keep thinking Aaron Rodgers is eternally one of the young quarterbacks, and he's one of the older ones now. It's funny how fast that happens, but they got a window for sure.
The third team that we're kind of talking a lot about, it's just kind of remarkable, and Joey still doesn't know how to handle this. He's from Cleveland. The Browns. Pressure because of expectations. When's the last time we've been able to say, I don't think professionally I've been in the business. I mean, I was like a kid, right, when they had Kozar and all them, when they were really good. But pressure to meet expectations now. I mean, you go and make the moves they did. You bring in, you know, Odell Beckham and the draft picks that they made and the different moves. I mean, there's expectations now for them to be a playoff team. So I would say you would put them probably third in the pressure level.
Maybe. I mean, I think with the Browns, as long as they show significant improvement, people are going to be happy, right?
I don't know. Got to be a playoff team.
Who you're asking. The thing about the Browns is I'm a cynic. I've seen it a million times. There's always that team. Everyone hypes that, and because of their free agent acquisitions, and it never works out. I mean, mm-hmm. What? It was Tampa at one point, and that team totally bombed. You just don't know how they're going to play as a team. It's such an underrated aspect of gathering all these super talented players, but are they going to gel together? So I'm more cynical than most about them being this playoff team. We'll see how it plays out, but it's one of the teams I can't wait to watch. I mean, anything Baker Mayfield does draws attention, then I can't look away, that's for sure.
Yeah, you got to see him up close and personal last year covering the Bengals. All right, Catherine, NFC Saints to me are the team that have the most pressure, I think. We've gotten some, obviously, from the Rams. Vikings would be another one. Atlanta, I'm throwing in there in terms of, you know, how much longer does Quinn have if this team doesn't make the postseason? And they lost a lot of games last year, what, 4 or 5 on the last play of the year. What are some teams in the NFC that have pressure to you, and who has the most pressure? Is it the Saints?
I think with the Saints, how many heartbreaking losses can you have before that just takes its toll on you mentally? It's like how many times as a player, as a coach, I mean, the fans are one thing, but as a player and a coach, how do you get up and get yourself together again after you come so far and lose like that? I mean, that's very, very hard to do. So if it happened a third time like that, it would be the end of it, you know? But it's funny, I've heard the Saints window is closing since the middle of my years on the beat. So, you know, who knows? Maybe Drew Brees is ageless and just goes on forever. But obviously them, I mean, that's kind of unspoken. But also Mike Zimmer has a lot of pressure on him. I've heard a lot of stuff over the last year about maybe he gets put on the hot seat, maybe he gets fired. So wow. You pay $90 million for a quarterback and it doesn't work out, and then house is going to be clean. So, I mean, you got to go all in and perform if you're going to pay that much money for a free agent like Kirk Cousins. So those two definitely come to mind.
Yeah, no doubt. Catherine, thanks for joining us this afternoon, and look forward to seeing you here once training camp gets going.
I'm really excited. It's going to be a really great year in New Orleans sports all around, and I'm so excited that I'm going to get to be here to cover it. So I'm looking forward to it.
Catherine Terrell, @Cat_Terrell, is where to follow now, a member of The Athletic, along with Larry, Jeff Duncan, Will Guillory, Deuce Windham as well, and also coming up at 2:30. We talk with Brody Miller, little LSU Deportes as well. Thank you, Catherine. Appreciate it.
Thanks as always. I'll see you soon.
For sure. I really hope she doesn't bring the jinx. I'm just saying.
We have two people.
There's no two anything. I have never caused a loss.
That's a straight up lie.
No, that is not a straight up lie, okay? Just because Todd thinks that if I tweet something about a game, it results in all of a sudden the guy being able to miss a layup.
See, I can't believe that I actually FaceTime you when with the whole NBA lottery when the Pelicans got Zion.
Right. Right. God. Exactly.
I don't even know what I was thinking.
That should have proven to you that I'm not a jinx.
That was the one.
The fact that I was watching the lottery along with you,
you didn't
and
watch
they
the
won
whole
Zion.
Lottery. You were outside watching the planes go
I
by.
I was waiting for Air Force One. Correct.
And then when you walked in, it was
I walked in,
two
and it was
picks.
Number 4, 3, 2, and 1.
So I want to say you're completely out of harm's way.
By that point, because everything had been determined?
Yeah.
Really? So in your mind, if I would have watched the very beginning of the lottery,
the Pelicans
would have fallen.
Yes.
Okay. That's ridiculous. Quick break when we come back. We'll put a wrap to hour number one, 800-998-1003. Coming up next hour, LSU Media Day was yesterday. Some tidbits from Coach O and Joe, and some of the other LSU players as well. It's the Sports Hangover. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Ooh-wee. It's a summer sales event going on at Barker Kia. And do I have a deal for you? Buy one, get one. Ha! You believe that? Of course you don't. I would get fired. So fired. But what can we really do at the summer sales event at Barker Kia? How about drive home in a new 2019 Kia Optima and take $5,000 off the MSRP? How about jump into a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX V6 and take $6,000 off the MSRP? Hey, and also do yourself a favor and check out the all-new 2020 Kia Telluride. This is the SUV everyone is talking about. Now, these are the real deals we have during the summer sales event at Barker Kia. $5,000 off new Kia Optima, $6,000 off new Kia Sorento, and the all-new Telluride. Come check it out. Come save during the summer sales event at Barker Kia in Homer or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people, and remember that strength and laughter.
Stock number 19KT034, MSRP 27850, $2,000 discount, $3,000 customer care. Stock number 19KT06, MSRP 36945, $4,000 discount, $4,000 customer care. 19KO24, MSRP 459, $1,500 discount, $3,000 customer care. 1,000 bonus care. Who's seek DNLs to deal for detail. Offer ends 9/3/19.
This human resources professional is crushing it, thanks to Kronos. And this is his hype song.
You can fall back with the pack. I'm a leader pack.
I've got HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. Now we are
engaging all the best people.
Last off
to the front of the field. This is
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease, leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
What are you doing right there?
Nothing. I was...
air drumming?
Yeah, air drumming.
Uh-huh. Rolling Stones last night. Joey, did you go? Did you check out the Stones?
No, I like them. I slept early.
No. Well, you say that. They're like, what, 79 and 75, 78 and all that?
Actually, in their 80s.
Wow. They're,
Except Keith Richards. He's 375, I think.
It's 300. He's a vampire, right? I mean, it's... By all indications on social media, they rocked it last night. They rocked it last night. Jordan, one Rolling Stone song. Name it. We're now on 10 seconds. No.
I don't give them the satisfaction of it.
20 seconds. You don't know one Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones, huh? They have a song called the Rolling. You can't think of one song. No. Don't you Google nothing.
I'm not Googling.
You are absolutely typing it in. Do not type it in. We're now at half a minute. You can't think of one Rolling Stone song. I'm not making complete fun of you. My wife's very similar to you.
You are making fun of me.
You can't think of one song?
Satisfaction.
And you're still scrolling. You can't find any. Thank you, Joey. You've never heard this?
I know who the Rolling Stones are, and I know the songs. I just don't know the names of the songs.
What was the name of that one right there? Joey, keep playing that. That was good. I don't know if that was English you just said, though.
Imagine what you do to your car before it takes off.
Joey, one more. Let's see if Jordan can come up with one.
Oh, Satisfaction.
No, I know, but...
No, something real.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, let's see.
We can do this here. I guarantee you heard these.
No, I know I've heard these. I just don't know the names of the song.
But you knew the Drake song that I was trying to talk to you about earlier today.
I didn't know what it is. Uh-huh. I know the song, but I don't know the name of it.
You know the name of it? Yeah.
Just like the Drake song. I said I don't know the name of that song. And when you played it, I knew the name of the song. I knew the song.
No, this is Jordan. This is Jordan. This is all.
Okay.
Okay? Let me find it here.
This is it. You know this one, right?
Yeah, can you play it on here?
What is it?
I don't know.
Come on. You just said it!
Satisfaction. Jeez.
Give me the chorus.
Of that song?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've listened to that song
in a while. Oh, come on! It's literally one of the most famous things. The name of the song.
Satisfaction.
Which is why you'll never be back.
He says it like 100 times.
I don't like it.
And I try. Really? I can't get no. Na, na, na.
No, I know Satisfaction.
No.
Yeah.
You've never heard that?
Yes, I have.
So, you can't think of it?
No. I don't like when you put me on the spot.
It's not on the spot. You should know this.
I don't like the whole music.
The fact that you know all of Drake's albums.
No, I
don't.
I do not.
Who's the other guy today? Dr. Toss or whatever his name?
Dr. Floss? Rick Ross.
Yeah, same thing.
Dr. Toss.
Yeah.
Well, no.
You spewed out the lyrics to that.
No.
Like,
okay, no.
Like
I'm
going
to walk you a lot.
Like that.
No, because.
And you can't go, I can't get no.
I didn't know.
It's terrible.
I didn't even know
terrible.
What the name of the song was. When you came in the room, you're like, did
and
you
the
hear
second,
this song?
But and then, to the but point, when, yeah, the but second you heard the music, all of a sudden,
it,
you became a lyricist.
I knew what it was.
You just dropped it all of a sudden, just dropping the language.
Language?
Yeah. You put the hat on backwards. You were flowing. And you couldn't do it to this song. That's embarrassing. This music. It's a generational gap. It is what it is.
No, I know it. I know.
No, it's a generational gap. I can't. That song I played for you today, there's no way I will ever listen to that song again. It's terrible.
Yeah, you will.
No, it's not good. Compared to what you're listening to right now in your headset, it's not even close. Night and day. But in your mind, you'd take Drake over the Stones, wouldn't you?
Drake is a musical genius.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Drake over the Rolling Stones. Hour one has been brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Hour two. Coming up next, we'll hear from Coach O, Joe Burrow, maybe some of the thought process and expectation levels for the Tigers as the media days continue. We'll get into that in a little bit. Brody Miller will join us in hour number three. Georgia, Ole Miss, Tennessee, A&M. Speaking today, tomorrow, Alabama, Arkansas State, South Carolina. Thursday, it's Vandy, Kentucky, and Auburn. It's a Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Good job.
The world outside.